of you have scars somewhere? Most people do. And our scars tell a story. For some people, the scars might tell a story about having a cesarean and having kids. May tell the story of a surgery. It may tell the story of youth and stupidity. They may tell stories of pain and suffering. All scars tell a story. Some scars we can see, and some scars are emotional and spiritual, and we can't really see them, except we often see how they manifest themselves. We see them in the way people act or react. Today I want to talk about some scars. And we've shown this video clip now twice, and it's actually one video that we've broken into three portions. Jesus had some incredible scars. He had scars across his back and his hands and his feet. And it comes from the fact that God loved us so much that he sent his son to die so that we would have what? Eternal life. My sister Jennifer, who both of her boys are autistic, she was doing some sort of research and said that people are only able to tolerate 48 dells of pain. Do you know what a del is? D-E-L. Some sort of measurement of pain. And yet, when women give birth, it's normally 57 to 63 dells of pain. That's how I know God is not a woman, because if God was a woman, she would not have punished Eve with pain in childbirth, because a woman knows better. You men would be the ones having the babies. But how many of you think about your scars? How many of you have seen scars on other people? This week, as I was teaching my women in ministry course, I had a student come up to me, and I've always noticed that it doesn't matter how hot it is, she wears long sleeves. It could be 100 degrees out and she has long sleeves on. And she gave a presentation on her scars this week. And that's sort of where today's message came from. She pulled up her arms and it looked like that. It looked like the scars that we see there. And she confided that she has been what's called a cutter. Do y'all know what a cutter is? It's a cutter is someone who, because of different problems in their lives, they become addicted and they cut themselves. And she had scars running all the way up her arms. Some people self-medicate through drugs, alcohol. But this is a self-medication that is running rampant with our youth, and that they feel sometimes such pain that they don't know what else to do, and so they cut themselves. I can't get my head wrapped around that. I don't know if any of you can. But she shared that her cutting started after her father killed himself. And he killed himself, she thought, because it was her fault. And she's always lived with this thing that if only I was a better kid, if only this, if only that, if only the other thing. And she finally came to the realization that I'm not my father's keeper. I was 9 years old when he died. It wasn't my fault. Sometimes we are so consumed with pain that we want to cause our own scars. Oh, if only I would have done this. If only I would have done that. And yet we're not willing to take into account scars that tell a story bigger than we are. like the scars of Jesus Christ. The scars that showed how much he loved us. Enough that he was willing to die for us. I always marvel at this, at these passages of the post-resurrection where he's like, touch, see, here I am. But in this one today, we hear one phrase. It says, and he opened what? Their minds. And I'm always amazed, well, why didn't he do that sooner? You know, let's face it, the disciples were not the brightest bulbs in the box. Why didn't he open their minds sooner? He tried. Yes, he did. He tried. But you know what? I think he really couldn't do it because they had to experience, they had to ponder, they had to think about the scars. This young lady shared this week that it was not until she was able to share her scars with other people that she was able to stop cutting. It was not until she could look at them, face them, and realize, what am I doing? Her mind had to be open to the pain that was in her life causing her to do that. And so I'm here today to ask you, what are the scars in your life? Both physical, metaphorical, what are the scars? Where's the pain? And are you trying to cover those scars all on your own? I think that's the greatest mistake we make. Oh, I'm a Christian. I should be able to deal with anything. That's not in Scripture. Oh, if I'm truly a Christian, I should be able to stand up and be faith-filled in everything. If I'm truly a Christian, bad things won't happen in my life. Scripture says, when the bad stuff happens, I will be there. Nowhere in Scripture does it say we have to do everything on our own. In fact, we're supposed to lean into that understanding that only comes from God. And did you notice in this passage where he appears to them all, and what does he say? Peace. Now, that word there is not, oh, I hope everything's okay in your lives. Everything should be okay because I'm back. No. It's that in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, I am there with you. It means nothing's missing, nothing's broken. Now, that doesn't mean that bad stuff doesn't happen. It does mean that in the midst of all the bad stuff, we can always remember the scars. The greatest scars are those of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. So when you want to focus on the scars in your lives, focus on a different set of scars. Focus on the scars of Jesus Christ that he was willing to be ripped and torn asunder. That he was willing to have his feet and hands nailed to a cross. Because those scars are the scars that are going to carry you through. Those scars are the ones that show how much God loved each one of us. Those scars are the ones that we can remember and think about. God loved me so much that he allowed himself to be tortured and to die. I want to close with a story about, and it's from a children's book, but it was told by a Jesuit priest, or retold by a Jesuit priest. And he's telling the story about how a grandmother and grandfather go into a store, and they see this beautiful little teacup. And as can only happen in a children's story, they go and, oh, isn't this teacup beautiful? And the teacup responds, well, I didn't, not always. I used to be this ugly clump of clay. Did you hear that? It's a teacup. Okay. So you were a clump of clay. I'm talking to a teacup. And as they're talking, teacup tells how I was happy as a clump of clay. But then this crazy man picks me up, throws me on this wheel, and starts pushing me and pounding me. And I was getting so dizzy, I was going to throw up. And, oh, it was awful. And then I'm yelling, "Will you stop? Will you stop? Will you stop?" And he goes, "Not yet, not yet." And finally, he stops. And then this woman comes and picks him up off the wheel and puts him in a furnace, and was getting hotter and hotter. And the little teacup kept saying, "Please stop. Please stop. It's too hot in here. I can't stand it anymore." And then finally, that heat was gone. And then another woman came and started to paint. And the fumes were awful and was making the teacup just sick. And then they put him back in the furnace. And he's pleading, please don't do this anymore. Please, please. And then they take him out and they set him on the counter and he cools. And next to him is this mirror. And he looks in the mirror and goes, "That's me. Wow, I'm gorgeous." Before we can get to the point where we are spiritually gorgeous, we've got to remember the scars that got us there. We've got to remember the poking and the prodding. We've got to remember how the potter threw us on the wheel. We have to remember that life is not easy, but we don't have to walk through life alone. So when you're thinking about those scars that tell a story, about that life of trials, remember the scars that reached out and said to you, "All who are weary, come and I will give you rest."
Again, we wish to thank you for downloading the Bethany Presbyterian podcast, which can be found at either bethanypresbyterian.podomatic.com, or you may also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Bethany Presbyterian Church is located at 2000 Haskell Boulevard in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Sunday services begin at 10:45 a.m., with adult Sunday school starting at 9:30. You can also visit us on the web at www.bethanypresbyterianchurch.org, which features a complete listing of all the church activities. Until next time, may God bless you with this ministry, and we hope to hear from you soon.